Today, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Did you know that the flavor of herbs comes from oils in the cell walls of the plants? The leaves, the flowers, stems, and seeds of herbs can be dry or frozen. They can be preserved in salt or in wine vinegar. Most herbs are best for drying just before the flowers first open. New leaves at the tip of the plant will have the most concentrated flavor. And you harvest them after the dew dries, but by mid-morning on a sunny day. Use scissors to cut the stems just above a leaf or a pair of leaves, but leave 4 to 6 inches of stem for future growth. Inspect your harvest, remove any seeds, insects, bruised or soiled or imperfect bits, and rinse the good stuff in cold water, shake gently, and pat dry with a paper towel, or even use a salad spinner if you like. Less tender herbs such as sage, thyme, winter savory are the easiest to dry. You can tie them into small bundles of perhaps 5 or 6 stalks, tie with an elastic and hang them in a dry spot. I say the elastic because it will tighten as the stems dry out and you won't have them falling all over the floor. Drying is not the best way to preserve the flavor of tender-leaved herbs such as basil, tarragon, lemon balm, and the various mints. These do have a high moisture content, and they'll mold if not dried quickly and completely. However, they do freeze very well. You can preserve basil's vibrant flavor by making pesto and freezing it in ice cube trays for easy portioning. Or create a herb-infested oil by blending the fresh basil with olive oil and freezing. Or for a quick method, flash freeze whole leaves on a baking sheet and transfer them into freezer bags to use whatever you like. Parsley is another one that does maintain its flavor very well when frozen. Chop fresh parsley finely, pack it in ice cube trays, and top with water or oil before freezing. For a space-saving method, roll chopped parsley tightly in plastic wrap to form a log, and then just slice off portions as you need them. For thyme, oregano, and sage, they do all dry exceptionally well and preserve much of their flavor. So again, you can tie them in small bundles, hang them in a dark, dry place. Once dry, strip the leaves from the stems and store in airtight containers. For a quick method, lay stems on a single layer on a baking sheet and dry in the oven, set at the very lowest temperature, and with the door left slightly ajar. Now, sage can also be dried in the microwave by placing leaves between paper towels and microwave in tiny short bursts until they're crisp. Once dry, crumple the leaves and store in airtight containers. And for a unique preservation method, make thyme-infested salt by laying fresh thyme sprigs with coarse salt in a jar. After a few weeks, remove the sprig and grind that flavored salt for use in cooking. Oregano is a good ready-to-use option. Blend fresh oregano leaves with olive oil and freeze, again, in ice cube trays. It can also be preserved in vinegar, creating a flavorful addition for all those different dressings and marinades you make. And again, sage is one that you can dry, or you can save it by freezing the whole leaves. Lay them flat on a baking sheet and freeze until solid, then transfer into freezing bags. And for long-term storage, make sage butter by blending chopped sage with softened butter. Roll it into a log and wrap it in wax paper and freeze it. Then as you need it, just slice off portions, however often you need it. Wonderful on corn and all sorts of wonderful things. Now, rosemary's needle-like leaves are perfect for creating flavored salts or sugars. Mix finely chopped rosemary with salt or sugar and store in an airtight container. Now, for a ready-to-use option, infuse rosemary in olive oil. To dry rosemary, lay the sprigs on screens in a single layer and place in a warm, dry area. Now, it doesn't have to be in the sun because it will make it a bit awkward. And sometimes it helps to cover anything you're leaving out to dry with paper or whatever so you don't get a lot of dust in it. but once completely dry, strip the leaves and store them in airtight containers. Now, they suggest to preserve chives' delicate flavor by freezing them in oil. Chop finely and fill those ice cube trays about two-thirds full with chives. Then top with olive oil and freeze. And for a unique twist, make chive blossom vinegar by steeping those lovely purple flowers in white wine vinegar. Actually, that looks quite nice, and you know when you cut back your chives, they'll come again many times over the summer, so it's kind of a fun thing to do. After dry, you can chop the chives and spread them thinly on a dehydrator tray or on baking sheets lined with parchment paper. And again, dry at the lowest setting until crisp, then store in airtight containers. Now, you must be sure if you're drying them that they are dry so the herbs don't go moldy when you save them. Dill's flavor is best preserved through freezing. You can chop those lovely feathery leaves and freeze in ice cube trays with water, for easy portioning, of course. Or for dill seeds, allow the plant to flower and go to seed. Then harvest the seed heads when they turn brown. Or you can pull the whole plant and hang it upside down in paper bags to catch the falling seeds. Store the dried seeds whole in airtight containers. Or make dill-infested vinegar by steeping that fresh dill in white wine vinegar for several weeks. Then strain and use it in dressings or marinade. Now again, don't leave it too long before you strain it, because you don't want it to get bitter. And cilantro is such a very mild herb, it's best prepared through freezing as well. Pulse the fresh cilantro in a food processor with a little water to form a paste, and then freeze in ice cube trays. Alternately, blend the cilantro with olive oil and freeze in small portions. If you're harvesting seeds of dill, caraway, mustard, or fennel, they may be left on the plant until mature. Either cut the stalk or pull the entire plant up and hang upside down, again in a paper bag to catch the seeds. Herbs and seeds that have been air dried need to be treated to kill the insects or insect eggs, and you can do this by laying them out on a pan and heating to 160 degrees Fahrenheit for about 30 minutes, or by freezing the same thing for 48 hours. Heating will reduce the flavor, and it's definitely not suitable for seeds that you want for future planting. Again, store in airtight containers in a cool, dark place. Now, when you go to use your herbs, remember 1 tablespoon of fresh herbs equals 1 teaspoon of the dry herb, and it equals 1/4 teaspoon of powdered herbs. It's a good little thing to have stuck up somewhere so you don't forget. Now, one thing I do enjoy is making the vinegar with it. But the herb, salt, or vinegar could make lovely homemade Christmas gifts when put into fancy containers. You coarsely chop about 1.5 cups of, say, fresh basil leaves. Add 2 cups of kosher salt with the leaves in a blender. Pulse a few times and dump them out onto a parchment-lined baking tray. And bake in a preheated oven at 175 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes to dry out the basil. It makes a great finishing salt for roasted vegetables. Top deviled eggs with it, or over oven fresh tomato slices. Yummy. And again, store in an airtight jar. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great bespoke day. Bye-bye for now.